Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, I'm Myla. I've been living on ramen and crackers for weeks because that's all I can afford between rent and textbooks. My shoebox apartment isn't much, but at least it's not my father's house. The alarm blared at 5 a.m. I dragged myself out of bed despite the dizziness that had become my constant companion. First shift at the coffee shop, then classes, then waitressing. Sleep somewhere in between if I'm lucky. You look like hell, girl. Cassandra slid me a muffin across the counter at Bean Dreams. I'm fine, just tired. When was the last time you ate something real? Is Raymond still refusing to help? Just hearing my father's name made my stomach twist. Called him yesterday. He said plenty of students work their way through college without handouts. Then reminded me how I'm throwing away the business degree he wanted for me to chase pipe dreams in medical school. Your dad has millions. He wouldn't even notice helping you. I tied my apron with shaking hands and pushed through the morning rush, counting tips and calculating how many meals each dollar could buy. After my shift, I rushed to campus, sat through biochem while my vision blurred, then headed to my waitressing job. You're late again, Myla, my manager frowned. Sorry, class ran over. Third time this month. One more and we're having a serious talk. By 10 p.m., I was swaying on my feet. My hands trembled as I served customers. Are you okay, miss? An elderly customer touched my arm. Just fine, I mumbled, but my voice sounded distant. I started the walk home to save bus fare. The streetlights warped around me. My phone buzzed. My father. Myla, I just got a call from your aunt. She says you're asking family for money. After I explicitly told you, I didn't ask Aunt Irene for anything. She offered, don't lie to me. You've always taken the easy way out. This is exactly why I cut you off. Dad, I'm working 2 jobs and taking full classes. I barely sleep. When I was your age, I worked 3 jobs. You're just lazy. Always have been. The street tilted sideways. I tried to respond but couldn't form words. Hello? Are you even listening? This is your problem, Myla. You don't... My phone slipped from my hand as my knees buckled. The sidewalk rushed up to meet me. 3 days later, I woke up in a hospital bed. Dr. Jensen stood over me. Severe malnutrition and exhaustion, he explained gently. From the hallway, I heard my father's voice. Dramatic as always. Probably just didn't eat breakfast. She needs to learn responsibility, not be coddled. That's when I knew. No more trying to earn his approval. No more killing myself to prove him wrong. Raymond was going to pay for this. Every last cruel word, every dismissal, every time he watched me suffer when he could have helped. I closed my eyes and started planning. I opened my eyes to find Dr. Jensen checking my IV. Sunlight streamed through the window, marking my 4th day in the hospital. Your blood work is improving, but you're severely undernourished. I'm recommending at least 3 more days here. I can't afford this. My insurance barely covers anything. Don't worry about that right now. Focus on getting stronger. He hesitated. Your father mentioned this was attention-seeking behavior? My throat tightened. Of course he did. I've been doing this for 20 years. This isn't attention-seeking. This is your body shutting down from neglect. A memory flashed through my mind. 16 years old, getting my first job. Raymond took 80% of my paycheck for room and board, and teaching me responsibility. When I protested, he locked the refrigerator. Your father needs to understand the severity. He understands. He just doesn't care. After Dr. Jensen left, a woman with kind eyes and a clipboard entered. I'm Vanessa, the hospital social worker. Mind if we chat? She asked questions about my living situation, my relationship with my father. I found myself spilling everything. He made me apply to business school even though I wanted medical. When I finally switched majors, he cut me off completely. said I needed to learn what happens to people who don't listen to him. That's not tough love, Myla. That's control and abuse. The word hit me like a brick. Abuse. I'd never labeled it that before. My whole life he's been like this. When I was 12, I got second place in a science fair. He didn't speak to me for a week because second place is first loser. Vanessa nodded. Emotional abuse leaves scars that aren't visible but are just as damaging. Later that afternoon, Cassandra burst into my room with a backpack full of snacks. Holy shit, Myla, you look awful. Thanks, really helping my self-esteem here. I ran into your dad in the parking lot. He was telling some doctor you have eating issues and always been dramatic for attention. I nearly lost it. My stomach dropped. What else has he been saying? I called your Aunt Irene after I heard what happened. She said your dad told everyone you dropped out of school to party and kept begging for money for drugs. What? I've never touched drugs in my life, and I have a 3.8 GPA. She didn't believe him. That's why she offered to help you out. Cassandra sat on the edge of my bed. This is seriously messed up, Myla. Your dad's not just being cheap. He's actively trying to destroy your support system. I stared at the ceiling, rage building inside me. All those years of trying to please him, of thinking I wasn't good enough. You know what happened last Christmas? I said quietly. I couldn't afford to fly home. He told everyone I was too busy partying to bother with family. Then posted pictures online about how sad he was to spend the holidays abandoned by his only child. Cassandra grabbed my hand. What are you going to do? I thought about all the times Raymond had humiliated me, controlled me, lied about me, about how he was standing in the hallway right now, poisoning everyone against me while I lay here half-starved because of him. I'm going to expose him, not just to family, to everyone. His business partners, his country club friends, everyone who thinks he's this great successful dad. They're all going to see exactly who Raymond Miller really is. For the first time in days, I felt something other than hunger and exhaustion. I felt purpose. 2 weeks after getting out of the hospital, I sat across from Aunt Irene at her kitchen table. She'd aged since I'd last seen her. More gray in her auburn hair, deeper lines around her eyes. Eyes that looked so much like my father's but held actual warmth. I should have reached out sooner, Myla. When Raymond told everyone you'd dropped out, something felt off. What exactly did he say about me? Aunt Irene sighed, stirring her tea. That you'd fallen in with a bad crowd, started partying, neglecting school, that you kept demanding money without explanation. And you believed him? At first, yes. He's my brother. But then at Christmas, he showed up with those designer cufflinks, complaining about how you abandoned him while driving that new Lexus. She reached for my hand. Your grandma worked 3 jobs to put him through business school. He's forgotten where he came from. I pulled out my phone, hit record. Would you mind saying all that again? Back at my apartment, Cassandra helped me organize the evidence. Your aunt was gold, and I got those screenshots of your dad's Facebook posts about you. Look at this one. He's literally crying in the photo. Another holiday alone while my daughter parties with her friends. Meanwhile, I was working double shifts at the diner. Total psycho, Cassandra held up another folder. I pulled your tax records like you asked. Check out line 20. I scanned the document, my blood boiling. He claimed me as a dependent. For 3 years after cutting me off, that's thousands in tax benefits. Illegal as hell. Add it to the pile. I pulled out my calendar. Victor's agreed to meet tomorrow. He thinks I want to reconcile with Dad. Victor seems decent. You sure you want to drag him into this? He's Dad's longest business partner. If anyone has dirt, it's him. The next day, I met Victor at a quiet cafe. He was older than my father, with salt and pepper hair and tired eyes. It's good to see you, Myla. Your father misses you, though he'd never admit it. Does he? That's not what he tells people? Victor frowned. What do you mean? He tells everyone I dropped out to party and do drugs, that I'm constantly begging for money. That's not what he told me. He said you were too focused on your studies to visit. I slid my transcript across the table. 3.8 GPA, working 2 jobs. Nearly died from malnutrition because he cut me off completely. Victor's face darkened. Raymond said he was supporting you through medical school. That's why he needed to restructure some of our investments to cover your tuition. My hands trembled. He what? He pulled almost $200,000 from our joint ventures over the past 2 years. Said it was for your education. I thought I'd be prepared for anything, but this blindsided me. Victor, I haven't seen a penny. I've been eating ramen for months. Victor pulled out his phone, scrolled through emails. These are the wire transfers, all to an account in your name. That's not my account. I've never seen that number before. Victor stared at me, then cursed under his breath. The shareholders' dinner is next Friday. Raymond's being honored for his philanthropic contributions, mostly to the medical school you supposedly attend. I smiled for the first time in weeks. Would those shareholders be interested in meeting the daughter he's so generously supporting? The Sterling Hotel ballroom glittered with crystal and wealth. I smoothed down the borrowed dress Cassandra had insisted I wear. They need to see you as their equal, not some struggling student. Victor met me at the entrance, eyebrows rising. You clean up nice, kid. You ready for this?
Been ready my whole life.
Inside, business elites clinked champagne glasses while waitstaff circulated with hors d'oeuvres. At the center table sat Raymond, laughing with board members, looking every bit the successful philanthropist in his tailored suit. There she is! Aunt Irene embraced me. I told the event coordinator I was your plus one. They seated me right next to the guest of honor. Perfect! The CEO of Miller Grayson Investments tapped his glass. Before dinner, I'd like to honor Raymond Miller, who's generously donated over $200,000 to medical education this year alone. Applause erupted. Raymond stood, straightening his tie. It's nothing, really. As many of you know, my daughter Myla is in medical school. Nothing makes me prouder than supporting the next generation. I stepped forward. That's interesting, Dad, since I haven't received a dime from you in 3 years. The room fell silent. Raymond's smile froze. Myla, what a surprise! Everyone, my daughter! He moved toward me, hissing under his breath. What the hell are you doing? Telling the truth. I turned to the crowd. My father cut me off financially when I chose medicine over business. I've been working two jobs while studying. Last month, I collapsed from malnutrition because I couldn't afford food. Murmurs rippled through the room. Raymond forced a laugh. Kids, always so dramatic. Myla has some emotional issues. Is hospitalization for severe malnutrition dramatic, Raymond? Dr. Jensen emerged from the crowd. I treated your daughter. She nearly died. Raymond's face reddened. This is ridiculous. I've supported her completely. Then explain this. Victor projected bank statements onto the screen meant for the evening's presentation. Transfers from our company accounts to a shell corporation, then to personal accounts in the Caymans, all under the guise of tuition payments for a daughter you've abandoned. The room erupted. Someone shouted fraud. Another yelled, audit! And there's more. Aunt Irene stood. He's been lying to our entire family about Myla, claiming she's a dropout and drug addict while she's actually excelling in school despite his abuse. You've always been jealous of my success, Irene, Raymond snarled. And Victor, after everything I've done for you, like embezzling from our company? Victor turned to the shareholders. Full documentation has been provided to the board and the SEC. Raymond lunged toward me. You ungrateful little... Security intercepted him as camera phones recorded everything. 3 months later, I sat across from Raymond in the courthouse hallway. The IRS investigation had frozen his assets. The embezzlement charges had destroyed his reputation. He looked smaller somehow, his designer suit replaced by something off the rack. Myla, please, I made mistakes. I was trying to teach you responsibility. By stealing my identity for tax fraud? By embezzling in my name? I can change. We're family. I gathered my things as my name was called to testify. No, Raymond. Family doesn't starve family. Family doesn't lie about family. You taught me one valuable lesson, though. How to cut toxic people out of my life completely. I walked into the courtroom without looking back, finally free. Would you ever publicly expose a family member who abused you? Or is some family business better kept private, no matter how toxic?
What's the line between justified revenge and going too far when someone has hurt you deeply? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. I'd love to know where you stand on this. If Myla's story resonated with you, hit that like button and subscribe for more revenge stories that explore the complicated aftermath of dealing with toxic people. New videos every day.